All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm going to join up you guys. Oh, such an honor to be with you guys, guys. So good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now the United States is not able to steal anything from me, not money or not stock. All right, now my money's overseas. Does that make sense? I have 100% ownership of my money. I'm not giving the United States any money. I own 100%. Not just that, the United States got told to take their, fraud back to the counterfeiters, right? As far as like their fraud stuff, they bought fraud. They bought fraud. Take it back to Nevada. Take it back to the fraudsters. They bought fraud. Okay, this is how what wound up happening. Warren Buffett, okay, he actually owned 100%, which means he did not steal from me. All right, now these racists thought they could frame me and try to steal my signature, thought they could get Trump or somebody else to get my signature. They so manipulated, they so damn racist and stupid and that sunny shit. All right, now I'm not going to the Bank of the United States because clearly, look, would you trust the United States? People put so much confidence in these racists. They took their real money and bought fraud. They took their real money and bought counterfeit stock. They put so much confidence that these racists can frame. I want everybody across the world to see how messed up the United States is, how horrible the United States is, how racist it is. All right, now that's for the Lord. Okay, these racists in the United States, right? All right, now they sold counterfeit stock. I did not issue it. It is not real. They kept trying to lie on me and frame me, thinking they could steal my money, but they can't. They literally need my signature and my signing shit. I'm not going to the Bank of the United States. Hell no, 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 no. All right, now, so 100% of my money, everything you see being counted up is mine. Clearly, they kept saying halls and walls. They kept lying. Clearly, I didn't sign anything. I told them not to buy. Clearly, they kept saying halls and walls. They told the whole world halls and walls, right, which means that they have a clear understanding the stock did not come from me, right? Okay, let me give you a good example. All right, now, so basically, they fraud. They're going bankrupt. This is what wound up happening with Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett was so greedy. All right, now, he put the sun, the moon, and the stars down on counterfeit stock. He was sure these racists would be able to frame because he's an old racist man. He's seen them frame. He's seen them lynch. He's seen them lie. He's seen them play all the racist Jim Crow tricks to steal from people, to frame up people, to take from them. He's seen that in his lifetime a couple of times. To the fact he bought 900 million shares of fraud stock, of stock. Right now, he bought 900 million shares of counterfeit. Warren Buffett bought counterfeit stock. They said walls and halls and I don't exist. They kept trying to lie and be racist. They had a clear understanding by their admission over and over again as they kept, you know, telling the international community, even the people at the top, they had a clear understanding over and over again that I had not issued any stock. They had a clear understanding over and over again that they were buying counterfeit stock. They were trying to basically steal my signature and frame me. That's what they're trying to do to shirt off. America fucked up, isn't it? America clown and racist, right? It's not saying all the country is bad, but clearly it's a fucked up racist country. I'm not biting my words there. Oh, Lord. Okay, all right. Now, so basically you have a bunch of racists that have just went bankrupt instantly, right? The United States got told to take their money back to the counterfeiters. They start standing up saying halls and walls and being racist, and they told the United States about their racism on more than one occasion. They told the United States about cruelty on more than one occasion. They told the United States about their walls not existing on more than one occasion. So the United States has openly said and admitted over and over again that it's racist, and it understood it was buying counterfeit stock. As it tried to lie and suppress my identity, it understood it was buying counterfeit stock. It had a full understanding it was buying counterfeit stock. Pretend stock is not real. It's counterfeit. I did not issue it. Excuse me. Okay, I have 100% of my money to my account. A decimillion dollars, all of it's mine. You notice how I have not issued a percentage out of that. It's still 100%. I'm not signing anything, no. I'm not giving you half of my money, no. All right, now you're not getting my signature, no. I don't care what Trump or whoever else you put in there. That's not a knock at Trump, but that's me saying no. I'm not volunteering for the United States or Trump, no. That's not a knock at Trump, but that's me saying no. It's not a knock at this dude. I have a problem with Trump. That's just me saying no, right? I want to get this dude to run around. So if he had questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them. But, okay, I'm not volunteering for the United States. I'm not volunteering for Trump. I'm not giving Trump half of my money or the United States half of my money. No, right? That's just so I don't waste this man's time. Out of respect for him, I don't want to waste his time. Right? You understand what I'm saying? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, but check this out. Warren Buffett, in his greed and his racism, you know, trusted these racists with all his heart, and they counterfeit stuff. Warren Buffett had a clear I'm going to give a quick example here. Warren Buffett had a clear understanding that he was buying counterfeit stock. Warren Buffett had a clear understanding what he bought had no value. Warren Buffett had a clear understanding that he was buying counterfeit stock that was not issued by me. Remember now, they kept saying, you know, trying to steal from me and frame me, and they did not have my signature, right? They're stealing from me and trying to frame me. That was so they could force my signature so they could steal all my money. That's what they've been doing, right? They even got busted at the international level calling me black bitches and niggers. Biden got thrown out of office. You guys remember that, right? The summer. Okay, Warren Buffett trusted in the word of other racists like him. with a female grand honor to Freemasons, like black men. They don't care how much Joe Scarborough uses Freemason rank. He is a black man. He is a black man with a black parent. His parent's parent is black. And his grandparent has a black parent, a completely black parent. Joe Scarborough is black, right? No matter. Okay, you notice how America's so fucked up and racist. Joe Scarborough saying call him anything, just don't call him black, despite him being by blood a black man, right? Isn't that a sight? Joe Scarborough is black. Sight to you, Joe Scarborough black. Sight to you, Joe Scarborough took your white privilege and he black, right? Sight to you, Joe Scarborough fooled you and used your white privilege, he black, right? Joe Scarborough, like, you know, sight to you, he said nigger and roach is with you, but he's a black man himself. What's up? You notice how Joe Scarborough, like, call him anything, just don't call him black, despite him having a black parent. Okay, let me put it to you like this. Joe Scarborough's own parent has a mixed-race parent that has a black parent. Joe Scarborough's great-grandparent is completely black, not mixed, completely black, African-American, completely black, comes straight out of Africa, completely black. Joe Scarborough's own great-grandparent. Okay, that means his grandparent's parent is black, so that means that his grandparent, by definition, is black, half-black. Joe Scarborough's grandparent is half-black, right? Okay, what would that make his parent? That would make his parent black with a mixed-race black parent, right? So that would make Joe Scarborough's parent be black. That would make him black. He's a black man. You notice how Joe Scarborough saying call him anything but black because America has treated black people like shit. You notice how these racists trust in the word of other racists. They bought counterfeit stock. They had an understanding they were buying counterfeit stock. They had an understanding the stock was not real and they kept buying. They're so racist. They had an understanding they were buying a counterfeit stock thinking they could frame me. That's why they went back tens of thousands of times to look at me with the best lawyers and investigators in the nation. I'm not a criminal though. They were sure that they could try to still enforce my signature by framing me. They said, hang me and call me black bitches and niggers because they couldn't steal from me. You're looking at that. America's very fucked up and racist, right? They started to lynch me out the blue one day because they did not have my signature. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus' grace and mercy. I thank God for Jesus, all right? And after looking at me exhaustively, clearly I'm not a criminal. That's a blessing that they saw that I'm not a criminal. They can't lie and try to frame me and try to twist something up about me that the world can see I'm not a criminal is a blessing because they can't pop their racist asses up and try to steal from me. Not just that. I'm not showing up America's fraud. Warren Buffett had a clear understanding he was buying fraud. Warren Buffett had a clear understanding that he bought 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. I did not issue them. I have 100%. Warren Buffett saw 100% of my money in my bank account because, believe you me, he watched it just like these other racists. Warren Buffett saw 100% of my money still in my bank account, so he had a clear understanding. All right, now these racists mention my money every day. They had a clear understanding 100% is there. 100% of my money is intact. 100% of my money has not been touched because I have not been to the bank yet. I'm not signing shit for Trump or anybody else. That's not a knock at Trump, but no. I'm not volunteering for the United States. I'm not training the United States. I'm not giving you Ripple. That is my business. I'm not giving it to you. No. You've been through all my stuff, all my accounts. You've been through all my phones. You've been through all my stuff trying to steal Ripple from me. You went to my hotel rooms, my car, trying to steal Ripple from me. You kicked me out of my house and you kept raiding it over and over again. All right, no, because the Lord didn't let you steal Ripple. God is so good, right? Okay, I own 100% of Ripple, period. The money that you see in the account, they had a full understanding that 100% of the money is there. They knew the stock was counterfeit. Okay, the 100% of the money is there. Where would the counterfeit stock come at? The percentage is still at 100. Then where did your counterfeit stock come from so you knew it was counterfeit? That's simple. That's simple math, right? All right, no, that's what. Not just that, anything got extracted, I own 100% of. Whether it be diamonds, or whether it be diamonds and whether it be diamonds and sapphires and rubies and pearls, I own it. Whether it be liquid money, I own it. Whether it be liquid gold, I own it, right? Whether it be real gold, I own it. Anything got extracted, does that make sense? There's a commodity supply chain. We've demonstrated that. And there is a liquid gold supply chain. There's a liquid cash supply chain, real pure cash. Okay, so anything got extracted for either of those supply chains by Jesus, I own it. Period. There ain't nobody but Jesus, right? Okay. All right, now, that's what, okay, so the United States, since 100% of everything is intact, how can the United States not know that it was buying counterfeits? They kept saying halls and walls. They did not have my signature, so they had a clear understanding. They had bought counterfeit stock, right? They had an understanding that they were buying counterfeit shares, right? They had an understanding they were buying counterfeit stock, thinking they could steal my signature, thinking they could coerce me by framing me and lying on me, thinking they could do all manner of evil against me to try to make me sign something. What do you think these racists are trying to do? Would they even say, hang me and kill me because they want to steal from me so bad? And Biden got busted by Jesus. Good, thank God they were not able to hurt me. The Lord, he got kicked out on the streets. I slept outside twice. He was trying to kill me. You don't make somebody sleep up on the stars unless you're trying to pull some stuff. You keep drawing up their money. What's up? Okay, Warren Buffett bought 900 million shares of counterfeit stock. It did not come from me. Let me explain that. Warren Buffett did not get $300 billion. He's not sitting on my money, no. He was not able to steal anything from me even though he's racist old last tribe. Warren Buffett saw that I was not budging and I was not going to extract any further, and I promise you I'm not. Warren Buffett saw that as a savvy investor, he said, he can deal with that. So he dumped out 500 million shares. He didn't dump out all of it because he wanted to cause a panic, because he wanted to at least get rid of most of it and get he recouped his money. Warren Buffett is now sitting on $300 billion based on other fools buying his counterfeit stock. He got rid of the counterfeit stock, realizing it was worthless, and other fools bought the counterfeit stock. What the fuck? All right, now, as the United States got told, I hope that makes sense, as the United States got told today to visit the counterfeiters to get their money back. You see 100% of that, you see 100% of my money in that account. You knew that it was not yours. You see 100% of my money in that account. You knew that you own no shares of the 100% of the money. You knew it was mine. It's not complicated. You knew you bought counterfeits. It's not my problem. People buy knockoffs every day. And you notice how the real brand do not take it back. Okay, I'm the real brand. I am not taking your counterfeits. You said howls and wows about me getting none of my own money. You're faced with hard zeros. These are hard zeros. You put real money into counterfeit stock. Warren Buffett clearly understood this. He got rid of it. He didn't want to cause a panic, so he kept some of it, even though he don't, you know, he got his money back of what he invested down. He's sitting on $300 billion, not from my account. My 100% is still there. Based on other fools buying that counterfeit shit, he dumped it. You had people trusting racists, where America's so fucked up and racist. Check this out. You had people trusting the word of racist so much, trusting racist trying to frame so much, trusting racist ability to lie, trusting racist ability to try to hang people and do evil against people, trusting racist ability to steal, trusting a racist ability to mistreat black people. People of color, I'm a black woman, but persons of color, Hawaiian, Japanese, all right, no German, Jewish, all right, no, but you look at me, I'm black and Japanese, black and Hawaiian, right, okay? I'm black. Does that make sense? Basically, okay. United States has treated people of color and black people so fucked up. These races had all confidence they could do it once more. They comfortably bought counterfeit stock. Warren Buffett comfortably bought 900 million shares of counterfeit stock, but this time the hand of Jesus was involved. So they couldn't steal anything. Warren Buffett realized that he had just made a stupid ass of mistaken investment buying all into any dumbass Warren Buffett making a stupid ass mistaken investment buying all that counterfeit stock. Warren Buffett dumped that counterfeit stock, and then other fools bought his worthless counterfeit stock. I did not issue it. You're looking at 100% of my account because it's not for me. To the fact that the United States got told this day to take it back to the counterfeiters, it has nothing to do with me. In Jesus' good, right? Damn, right? So you have real racists and real people that kept saying zero that are facing real zeros this day because their counterfeit stock clearly is worthless. My 100% is still intact. It's not complicated. You knew you were buying counterfeit stocks. So you know you needed my signature. It's not complicated. You bought counterfeit stocks. You know you didn't have my signature. You tried to frame and do evil against me to get it. No, I'm not signing anything. So your heart stuck with that counterfeit stock. You're facing hard zeros, just like you wished it for me. All of you got hard zeros this evening. You wished it for yourself. Warren Buffett realized he was faced with a bunch of hard zeros of value, nothingness, right? Warren Buffett tried to, okay, so he sold you his counterfeit stock, realizing that it was worthless. And then you stupidly picked up and bought his counterfeit stock. That was value. You took your real money and bought this counterfeit stuff. Some people were smart. They dumped that shit and got rid of it. And you still got people holding this counterfeit stock. How can you do that? I own 100%. I'm not shooting up your phone. I'm not extracting anything in U.S. territory. I'm not extracting anything in U.S. jurisdiction. I'm not extracting anything on U.S. soil. I'm not extracting anything that's tied to the United States. So go to Europe and Asia to do it. You fraud. Basically, you got a bunch of racists faced with zeros. It's like they kept trying to hand me zeros, but and shitholes like Obama, too, to be all the way fair. Basically, you got a bunch of buttholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes and racists faced with hard zeros, buying counterfeit stock, being told to return it to the counterfeiters. Warren Buffett made an ass ton of money off of them. They'll realize it was valueless. He started dumping it to them. They start buying it like fools, despite it being worthless. They so racist they could steal and force me to sign my signature by framing me and got caught doing so. So United States, by proof in front of the whole world, is facing, all these folks are facing, you know, these millions of folks being racist, facing hard zeros. They bought all that counterfeit stock with 100% intact. They knew it was not for me, but they trusted in racist ability to frame, lie, and lynch. So they bought counterfeit stocks. So right now, putting their trust in somebody being able to allow me and frame me so they can force my signature. But this night, they are caught, and they cannot get me to sign my signature. I'm not signing shit. I'm not going to the Bank of the United States. There's no fine print. I'm not signing anything. No. I'm trying to offer. They can't refuse. I'm going to the Bank of China. This is why. Look at America. This is why, right? I'm not overreacting about trusting America, right? Look at it. Okay, so you got a bunch of people that have been told to go visit the counterfeiters to get their money back. They sell them 100% intact. They sell 100% of my money intact and not signing shit. They had a full understanding. That's why they kept trying to frame me to coerce my signature. On that signing ship, they got a bunch of worthless stock that, you know, in the multiple trillions of dollars that they have counterfeited. They have not the hole into their economy with trillions of dollars of a counterfeit hole. It is ridiculous shit. Woo. And it's not my problem. You notice how they were so comfortable to say zero to me, uncomfortable to say they can face their own zeros now. As Warren Buffett saw, he dumped the shit out and other fools bought his worthless valueless stuff. He's sitting on their real money, not my real money. Warren Buffett took their real money of $300 billion, realizing it was worthless and duping them. Right now, they stuck with the zeros and they have this shit. It's worthless, right? They're fried. Not helping. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. territory, no 50 of the United States, no U.S. jurisdiction. I'm not extracting anything tied to the United States. I'm not extracting anywhere near the United States. You won't ever pull this shit again. You're fried. That counterfeit stock, you're on the hook for it. You better go visit the counterfeiters. I'm going to Europe and Asia to extract it. I'm not giving you any money. My money is at 100%. I'm not extracting the United States. No. Thank you guys so much. In Jesus good. Warren Buffett didn't take anything from me. He tried to steal from me his racist old self, but he stole from other people, dumping that worthless shit out, realizing it was worthless, and got them to buy it. Now he's sitting on $300 billion. They faced with hard zeros. They took their real money about counterfeit stocks that's worthless, right? As the United States got told today to take it back to the counterfeiters because it has nothing to do with me. They got to the whole world line, hiles and wiles, so they had a clear understanding. People, everybody know, they had not talked to me and I did issue it, right? And I didn't agree to them. They fried. Thank you guys so much.